Welcome back to another Rocket pregame show. We have with us today, of course, our usuals, Coach Clark and head coach Al Starnes. We're going to talk about the Rockets playing Union County. This will be a home game this week. Expect a huge crowd. It's Young Rockets night. The young kids wear their uniforms and or their jerseys and get in for free. And they'll introduce everyone at halftime. It's going to be a big show. Should be a big crowd. Union County always brings over a bunch. We call this the Coal Miners Bowl or something to that effect. Coach Starnes, I know this is a very important one for your guys, and the fact that we're coming off a loss. Union is a neighboring rival that we have. And then we got Steve Carter over there, you know, guy that's been over here. And even though we're still buddies, you know, that's a game you want to win.
Yeah, you know, I mean, Steve was over here for several years as a Rocket. And so he's over there in Union County now. And it has become somewhat of a rival over there. You know, it's not about them. It's about us and what we do and what we have to do. We challenged our kids this week. You know, we just get so gassed so quickly that it's hard for us to maintain and sustain the level of play that we have to win ball games throughout the course of a game. So, you know, we challenged our kids, and we're going to have to commit to substituting early, giving the kids an opportunity to get a break throughout the course of the game, and hopefully that'll work out. And there's no doubt in our mind that, you know, we're very capable of doing it, but, you know, they have a lot of speed, and so therefore when you have a lot of speed, it creates some chasing issues. So if we don't contain it, we'll be chasing them, and we have to play fundamentally sound.
Union County comes into this game 1-1. Of course, they lost over here 45-15 to Caldwell County, and then turned around last week and played Webster County. A little bit surprising, 28-13. We talked to Steve Carter on an earlier podcast about this. He said Webster played pretty tough, and you'd think that I don't know, that score surprised me a little bit. I thought they'd beat him much worse than they did. You know, Union County's got a young quarterback. He's a sophomore, but, he's got good genes. His dad was a high school All-American, parade All-American, Tim Joyner. And this boy, I think Davis Joyner is his name. And he's going to be a good player. He's still a little untested, I guess.
Well, I mean, he's a good player right now. He's a sophomore, so he's just a little inexperienced, but he's a good player. And, you know, Webster County did play a good ball game. Union County had to utilize their speed in order to make things happen, and they won that ball game, I thought, on their speed. But Webster County's a much improved. We watched them beat Hopkins Central the first week. So they're a much improved ball club. They play hard. And that's what it's going to take this week. We just have to play four quarters of hard-fought football. We have to put it together. You know, we play a first half decently hard, and then it comes down to playing in the second half where we're gassed. So that's what we have to do. We have to commit to substituting, and when we do that, then we have to keep them as fresh as we can. And it falls on the shoulder of the kids, too, sometimes that, you know, they have to let us know before they get entirely tired where they can't get it back. So we're working on it this week, and hopefully it'll work out for us.
Union County is, they got a lot of kids. They 60-some-odd on their roster, I think, and right around 60 on their roster. And when they played Cobble over here, it looks like they platooned some different players in and out. You know, maybe not a complete platoon of offense and defense, but I noticed a lot of different numbers on the field. And they've got four or five kids that are much faster than anything we've got. I did hear that the Harris boy, Salif Harris.
Salif,
is that how you pronounce it? The little running back, number three, had a death in his family. And I think it's questionable whether he'll play, but I'm sure by Friday, he'll want to be back on the field probably. I know that's a difficult situation.
Yeah, and, you know, we feel for him, too, because we understand that he was staying with his auntie, and I think his auntie's the one that passed away. And, you know, that's hard. It's hard for anybody, and it's hard especially for a young person to lose somebody that they love. So, and he's a talent for him. He is a lightning-fast running back that, that Union County uses quite a bit. And then they also have Jarrell Foster outside.
An eighth-year junior, isn't he? I believe. Yeah. I mean, they have had Foster forever.
Yeah.
This is the youngest, the last? Is this
I don't know if it's the last, but, I mean, he's a talent. He's a special talent. They use him at receiver, put him at running back sometimes. They'll run motion with him and give the ball in the jet trying to get outside. So they utilize him well. And then you have Kenneth Brummett, who's – who's a running back who is not as fast, but I'm telling you what, he is a workhorse. He's a load. He runs the ball real hard, you know. But also they have a fullback that is he's outstanding, and he's tough. He's short. He's about 188 pounds at 5'5". His name's Freddie Joe Gaines, and he's a powerful running back. So, you know, it's hard for us. And then they have a big old tight end that I think catches anything that comes around him. I think Stu Davis, number 9, is the tight end. So, you know, they do an outstanding job, and they're quick, and they just get after you. So they have a kid by the name of Ricketson, who's a receiver who's pretty quick. And, you know, it's just it's going to be tough. So they play seven or eight people both ways, and one way. So they only play three or four people both ways. So it, you know, the advantage goes to them as far as the conditioning goes.
Coach Clark, what's the game plan defensively against all this speed? It'll be the fastest team. Well, Trigg had some speed, but I believe Union County will have more team speed than them.
Well, Union County is a lot like Trigg County with the speed that they have. They spread it out across the field, get you in space. You know, they try to run the ball between the tackles as well. And one of the things we're going to have to do is our front line is going to have to do, better job of penetrating, defeating blocks, and stopping that inside run. But our outside linebackers are going to have to, and our cornerbacks are going to have to do an excellent job of maintaining contain out there when they run jet and option, and they run a toss as well. They're going to try to get their speed out on the corner and match us up one-on-one. And, you know, we're going to have to do a good job of leveraging outside contain, keeping our outside shoulder free, initiating contact, and then game tackle. You know, fly around to the football. If we can contain it, fly to the football, create some fumbles, I feel good about our chances.
You know, last week, that's the thing against Trigg County. They played almost flawlessly on offense. They had the one interception, but otherwise didn't put the ball on the ground. You know, they took care of the ball. And probably in the end, that's what helped them win that football game.
Yeah, they ran a fake punt, and, that helped them as well. We gave them a gift on the 2 or 3 yard line. They scored. So, you know, I mean, it is what it is. But, you know, also have to mention, you know, that Sean Thompson's the offensive coordinator there this year. And Sean likes to throw the football. So, you know, if the weather permitting, I think that unless Steve curtails him a little bit, Sean's going to try to throw the football on us because he thinks that their receivers will outrun our secondary because Sean also played secondary for us. So, you know, there's an understanding at the Union County coaching staff of what Crittenden County is all about. And so they know what our philosophy is. They know what we're geared at to try to stop. So, you know, I think it's going to be a chess match to find out who's going to be make the right move. It'll be interesting for us to see.
I was talking to Coach Carter on an earlier podcast about that. They've got Brian Qualls over there who helps out. He's one of the middle school coaches, but he helps on Friday nights. And they've got Jeremy Tackett, who's athletic director, who played over here and coached. I think he coached over here. Didn't he do student teaching here or something?
Yes,
that's
he did.
I remember. And, you know, that's they've got a pretty strong Crittenden County connection. And like you say, nobody's really going to fool anybody. I mean, there's some chess moves you can make and things. That's what makes it fun, though, doesn't it?
You know, you just line up and play ball. And we're operating off the same playbook. So we know exactly what they have and they know what we have. And the bottom line is to find out which combination is going to work for that particular game. And so we just have to find out what's going to happen and stick to what we do. And that's run the football. And so we're going to attempt to do that and see if we can control the clock and keep the ball out of their speedster's hands.
Coach Clark, one of the things I know last week was an issue is keeping these linebackers on the field. Your linebackers play such an important role on the offensive side. Then they're winded. Brendan Phillips is hurt with the turf toe. And I know it's important to keep Bobby and Brendan on the field and Grant. What do you do?
Wagner plays weak side linebacker. Yeah, and Grant is a strong safety. And when we play cover three, he comes up, plays an outside linebacker for us as well to help on the run. you know, one of the things we're going to do, you know, we work first group, second group this week.
Who's in that second group?
Well, we got Dylan Hollis. We work Zach Tinsley out there this week. He's going to be questionable about whether he can go Friday night or not because of a sprained ankle. But we work Dustin Roberts out at outside linebacker as well. And, you know, we're just trying to get kids ready so that we can compete for four quarters, you know, and that we're not looking out there after a quarter and a half. You know, with the kids out there that, you know, that we didn't get ready to play. So I think on offense we're going to do some things as well. But, you know, our goal is to go out there and compete for four quarters Friday night and have freshest kids on the field that we can get. Because right now it's about us, about what we can do. And, you know, the kids responded this week, and, you know, I thought we had a good week of practice, and I think everybody's positive.
Coach Turner, we're going to see some new numbers on offense then in the backfield up front?
Well, I mean, you know, it's just a matter, like we said before, it's a matter of substituting early just in order for us to be able to have some legs. So without giving anything away in the game plan, we can say that our plan is to do some substitution. So if we do that and at least the kids get out for a few plays and get some water in them, rest, you know, then we think that they'll be ready. They're not going to be 100%, obviously, late in the third and fourth quarter, but at least we can have a 75 or an 80%. And that's what we're looking for. So we can't have them gassed in the first half like they have been the first two ball games. And we see it as coaches. We see it out there. So we have to make that commitment, and we have. In order to play some people out there. But in order to do that, you just can't put somebody in a varsity ball game competing for a game that's not ready to play. And we're not going to put somebody in there that's not ready to play. So the substitutes that we have, we expect that are ready to play and be able to handle the varsity level.
3 weeks into the season now, Zach Tinsley, who we thought would be offensively a factor and defensively a factor, has really hardly even been on the field. So what can we expect him to be back this week?
I mean, no, he won't. We got a note from him yesterday that went to the doctor, and he's supposed to be out of contact yesterday, today. So it's very unlikely that he'll even suit up Friday or tomorrow. So, you know, it's just it's one of those ankle sprains, I guess, it's just continuing to bother him. And the thing that has to happen is you have to rest it to heal. So what we want to happen is we want to get it healed so we won't have to continue this throughout the whole course of the year.
Same thing with Brendan's turf.
Same thing with Brendan. You know, I mean, it's the same thing. And so we have to look at it this week. And I know that they want to be out there, and I know they want to play. But we have to look at it this week, and if Brendan hurts his foot this week, we're going to have to really sit down and evaluate whether or not that we need to just hold him out to try to get it ready for district play so it doesn't continue to happen. And you know, that's what we look at as coaches, and we don't want to affect and hurt a kid in any way. And if we can rest it for district play, then that's what we're looking at doing.
Of course, it doesn't get any easier after this week. We have Tillman coming to Marion the following week, and then we go into the first game of district play against Reedland, and then we're at Marshall County, which is a non-district, and then Murray comes to Marion, and then we've got another district game with Ballard and Caldwell the following 2 weeks. So
and then finish up with Madisonville. So.
Yeah, you know, we'll be. By then we will be the walking wounded, won't we?
Yeah, well, we hope not. We hope we got everybody ready to go. But you know, again, we said it is what it is, and we'll be ready to compete. We just want to improve on what we have. We felt like that we improved a little bit from Hopkins Central to Trigg County. Unfortunately, we just didn't have enough gas in the tank at the end.
Yeah. Well, it's going to take some gas this week against these burners from Union County. So good luck, Coach Darnes. I want to remind everybody again, Young Rockets night. So if you're anywhere in the program from flag football up, wear those jerseys. And, you know, that's so important. And the flag football program is really turned on. That's one of the most amazing things. If you hadn't even ever had a chance to get out there and watch those little guys, and it's feeder program.
Yeah, and it's fun, you know, to watch the little kids. They get excited about it, and they do a good job. And, you know, we as a high school coaching staff, we appreciate all the work that the flag football players, parents, coaches, anybody that's involved with it, the Little League parents, the coaches, the players, and because we know it takes a commitment, we know it takes a long time, and all that helps us in the long run at the varsity level. So, and you know, even in middle school, the coaches, the players there, and trying to prepare them to play at the high school level. And possibly beyond. So we know the commitment that it takes, and we understand that. I enjoy getting out there watching the little kids play and the excitement that they have. And, you know, I get asked all the time if I'm out recruiting players and stuff, and it's just an enjoyment for me. You know, this is the 22nd year, and I just enjoy coming out there and watching the little kids play.
Coach Clark, I know for you it has to seem like yesterday that Devin was out there on the Little League field. And of course, we didn't have flag football when he played. That's something that's come on later. But
no, yeah, it goes by fast. It goes by really, really fast. And, you know, even Dylan, you know, just seemed like it wasn't too long ago, you know, they were playing Little League football. But, you know, that's what makes it rewarding is to see kids grow in the program and you watch them develop into players and young men. And, you know, one of the great things I think about this coaching staff, and it's a reflection on Coach Starnes, is that, you know, we're just not trying to develop football players, but we are, you know, emphasizing being good men because our communities and our nation need more good men and being responsible and, you know, doing what's right and taking care of your business. And those are messages that are constantly being, you know, taught and preached behind the scenes and at practice and after practice. And, you know, sometimes we have to meet with kids, you know, during the school day to emphasize some things. But, you know, those are things that go on behind the scenes as well. But it does go by fast, you know, and hopefully in the end that, you know, we're turning out some good kids.
All right. We'll be there with all the Young Rockets on Friday night. Tailgate party, the Lady Rocket Booster Club's cooking chops before the game. So get there early and let's all have a big Union County party Friday night, Coach Darn. Hey, it's going to rain probably, too.
Hey,
so
you know what
you want.
It was supposed to rain last week, too. I mean, Isaac was coming in. So hopefully it will rain and water negates the speed, too.
Yeah. All right. Thank you.